Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of RPT Red Pill Tamales. This episode is brought to you by that...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Red pill blend. Did you know, Juan, that it's proudly handcrafted in the USA and that it's a collab with Grind Ops Coffee Co.?
I didn't know that.
Did you know that it was 100% Arabica beans, you know, distributed right here in Texas, you know, and we did a nice collab, roasted here in Texas. We went through all the flavors, and this one is that nice, good blend that we like, and it's nice and strong. So get you some on the website, chingoblin.com.
And is it true that there may be something in the works with Cafecito Time?
And is it true? And did you know, Juan, that, you know, we got a lot more cool products coming for people. Wrapping up the tour. So tour merch, that's going to be a whole nother thing. But Cafecito Time's blowing up. So expect more Cafecito. And we have a lot of cool videos to get into today and react. Yeah. Do we just dive in?
Yeah. What y'all want?
Give y'all some straight fire. All right. Check out this video about what the elites are planning up under their house with their bunker.
No one knows exactly what the future has in store. But one startup company says avoiding threats from any potential natural disasters, viruses, and wars doesn't have to come at the expense of your comfort. This is an oppidum, a type of luxury doomsday bunker that could soon be underneath the mansions of some of the world's richest people.
Oppidum creates underground living spaces that are highly secure and completely discreet, yet beautifully appointed and entirely bespoke.
Oppidum is the Latin term for fortified settlement. And that's exactly what this is, and much more. Company officials say each bunker is air and gas tight, allowing those inside to be completely cut off from the atmosphere outside for up to a month. The shelters are also armed with the technology to make their own water, air, and energy, while coming with the chicest amenities.
Whatever is happening in the world outside, you can rest easy and live fully in times of tranquility and in times of unrest.
Bro, how much money you think Oprah spent on her bunker?
I don't think she spent it on a bunker. I think she spent it on part of Hawaii.
how many of these elites do you like? Do you think celebrities have these bunkers too, or is it mainly like these big oligarchs and Silicon Valley tech people?
I think people in the know. You know what I'm saying? I think it's some people that are playing.
You think Rogan got him a bunker up under? In Austin?
I don't think so.
Or just a lot of bone arrows.
I mean, he's psychotic enough to do it on his own, but I don't think he's with the elites.
I'm not saying he's down with the elites, but what I'm saying is, like, you know who I picture having the resources for one of these crazy bunkers that makes their own energy and oxygen and water?
Elon Musk?
Well, yeah, of course. But, like, anybody who got the bread to have, like, a couple Navy SEALs as, like, home security managers.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like Tim Kennedy, he probably managed his own shit. But
Tim Kennedy's probably somebody on somebody's detail.
He probably on somebody's payroll. He's probably like, look, man, this is the kind of bunker you need. All right. You know, you don't want to overdo it on the chandeliers, but you want to make sure you got generators, you got a water filtration system. That way, whatever pops off on the surface.
Yeah, that's just a creepy thing where it's like, it's almost like they're like, hey guys, if you want your bunker, get your bunker.
Tunnels in general are like,
but I like how it says the people that could afford it, like it's gonna be like super expensive to get done, which I understand, but at the same time, the way that they were saying it was like, yeah,
it reminds me of all the rumors about the Denver airport. Have you heard any of that stuff? Mm-mm. So the Denver airport, depending on if you wear a tinfoil hat or not, mm-hmm. but a lot of people have a lot of theories. You know, some people are skeptical about it because when they were constructing it, they like made an airport, but then like started over, like just a bunch of weird stuff, like some of the art and statues and the murals and just a lot of rumors that there's a whole bunch of underground stuff happening under the airport.
I don't know, but when I was watching this commercial, this gave me like Resident Evil vibes, like the movie.
Uh-huh.
The camera's this way.
Okay. I'm just trying to look at you.
Just a little weird. No, it just it's all crazy. And that kind of seems like what is going to happen. It's like the stuff we see on the surface and then the stuff of like it was really going on, like, but only like certain people know, and it's about to pop off.
Is that on Netflix?
What?
Resident Evil.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of old.
Look, man, I got
it. It's like 5 episodes. Like, it's not really worth your time.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to catch up on some stuff because there's some movies that people reference. They're like, yeah, you know, like John Wick when he, and I'm like, nah, I never really said
that. Like part one of Resident Evil was like the outbreak of like zombie apocalypse type of thing, and they were stuck inside of a bunker thing. And the system, the robot system, is trying to kill them all inside the thing.
Robot system.
Yeah.
Kind of like Space Odyssey and Terminator. Oh, speaking of zombies, have you ever seen 28 Days Later?
Yes. That was my favorite one, I think. Honestly, yeah, that's probably my favorite zombie movie.
And did you ever get into, what's that one, bro, they film in Georgia? You know what I'm talking about. It's all the zombie. It was like the big series. They're on episode. They got the dude with the bow and arrow, the chick with the sword.
Oh, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Did you ever get into that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we binged it for a hot couple of seasons.
What season you go to?
I don't remember the numbers, bro, but it was just like a bunch of seasons.
I think I'm at like season 10 or 11. I just stopped like 2 years ago.
Yeah, we kind of gave up too.
Yeah.
That's it? Barely a year ago?
Yeah.
Damn, you fresh. You was still on it. We gave out.
Like, no, I mean, I started and stopped all at the same time.
Oh,
like, okay. I started, binged it, and then the next season was going to come out, and I just, okay. I kind of let it die with my marriage.
Wait, how long ago was your second divorce?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was like 2000.
It's right before the pandemic?
Yeah.
18, 2018?
Yeah, okay, so then that's when I stopped. Man, time just flew.
So 2018, you just had that divorce? 2018? 17? 15?
I think it finalized in...
That's how you know they was balling. They had a whole bunch of shit.
I don't remember. Okay, I think we got married in 2017, and then it ended and it finalized like in 2000 because of the pandemic stuff.
2000 meaning 2020?
Yeah, 2020, but that's only because the... Because it was like a delay because nobody was doing appointments. Paperwork. And so we had to send it in and wait. And so like we were separated on paper, but then it was finalized like in 2000. And it was funny because when I got the good news that I was over COVID, that's when I got the good news that the marriage was over.
So it was kind of like
Yeah, I got two. I was like, man, I don't know what we're going to celebrate, Israel, but we're going to celebrate.
It was a viral relationship.
That was the year you put out Going Viral, right?
It was a scamdemic of a relationship.
Yeah.
The Going Viral tour is when everything went viral. I think it was 2020, bro. Like,
was it?
We started the year, like, you know how we are right now about to plan out 24 and try to hit the ground running. Well, when the Going Viral tour thing, we had all our branding, we had photo shoot, we had merch, a whole merch line. We shot a music video. We had all the tour dates on the music video. So every time my kids want to jam out to that song or my babysitter, we try not to look at the screen because at the end, it's like, we going viral. And it just shows all the cities, bro, all the dates. And Marisol gets pissed off.
You just see the dollar signs like, no.
Well, I mean, yes, yes, that. But just in general, you just start thinking about what the government did with their decisions. And speaking of government, you want to watch this video about these taxes, bro?
Yeah, yeah. Let's
see. Another funny video from these people. Here go another one about taxes.
Bro, since the 1980s, the average rent price done went up damn near four times.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And the cost of food done went up like four times.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that too.
And the cost of every fucking object you could buy with money has also went up four times.
Yeah, yeah. Quadruple. That was the plan.
And you see, that's fine and all. But, you know, the amount of money that we get paid to, you know, to pay for all that shit ain't went up that much.
Yeah, for sure. I know. That was the goal the whole time.
But why, bitch?
Because we figured out 50 years ago that if we just build our great lives today on the back of the future generations, then we'll be dead or damn near finna die before we had to pay for any of this shit. And y'all just fix it.
What the fuck? Bitch, what about the American dream?
Yeah, sure. See, that was for us. We paid for the American dream that we lived in the past using the future that y'all live in today. So we lived for it back then, and y'all gonna pay for it today. That makes sense?
Yeah, it make a lot of sense, but bitch, you don't think that's fucking evil?
In the Fed, you know what I'm saying, Federal Reserve, central banks right now, y'all got a head on a swivel.
Yeah, you paying taxes on taxes on taxes.
Bro, I mean,
this little creator guy is
He's doing the Lord's work, bro. He's funny. He's doing the Lord's work.
Down easy too.
Yeah, that's why it's so powerful. They got these kids books that I need to read, even though they're for kids. But I think it's called like the Tuttle Twins, like Escape from Jekyll Island and stuff like that. And basically, it talks about economics and the Federal Reserve and how that all came about. What all changed? Basically, who's kind of ruling over us? You know what I mean? And like, I know when America was formed and we rebelled from the British, it was over a way lower tax rate than what we have currently. Mm-hmm. Right now we have this illusion of like, you know, well, you know, we still got a middle class in America. You could still make some shit and have a piece of the pie. But they're also kind of like trying to figure out how they could screw us. You know what I mean? With the wars, foreign wars. We got to send money over here. All these causes. Zelensky, he need money. These people need money. Money, 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 money. None of these people going to pay us back. Our country is like borderline bankrupt. So much debt. Like, I think it's, I think the amount we pay in interest on everything we owe, not even the principal, the amount we pay on interest is like more than our like military. It's like $1 trillion or some crazy shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just when you kind of break down the taxes, it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of like an involuntary kind of slavery, not even knowing that, like, it's like, no, you're like working and like building up the stuff and like you just owe them everything. You can't get out of the repetitiveness unless, like, you do something drastically different. So it's like, I don't know. It's just kind of like you have to wake up to see it. And I think these little cartoons kind of.
Another thing too, man, what comes to mind is that like the middle class in America is standing in the way of this like global authoritarian, totalitarian, like new world order type shit. Because I think I heard it might have been Andrew Breitbart or somebody kind of break down how like Marxists, the way they're able to operate in other countries, they just say, hey, to all the workers, look at how much the bosses own, these capitalists. You know, we're the ones working hard. The workers got to rise up, and it's easy to pin the have-nots to the haves, right? Whereas in America, it's like, hey, we need a different approach because people are like, hey, bro, I believe in this American dream, white picket fence, slice of American pie. I know from one generation to the next, you could change your whole life. You know, you can invent some shit. You can, like, really come up, whether as an entrepreneur or just something, right? But
the beauty of capitalism,
and that's why we got to appreciate the middle class here. And you know, everything that a lot of the stuff we talk about, like we got to keep America, America, bro, and not let them just bamboozle us.
I think we've been bamboozled for like the longest time. I think people are just waking up a little bit more because it's become so extreme. Because what's happening is in the past, you've had the middle class that has been there. And no other country has a middle class like ours. Our middle class is like
the shit.
It's the main part that makes America America is the middle class. Like, people are just hoping for the middle class. They don't even care to be rich or anything. It's like that middle class is nice. And that's why what stops a lot of people from even growing past that is just because it's so comfortable. And the thing is when you look at that and you take a look at it, what they're trying to do now is trying to separate rich from poor. And so the middle class, this economy and the influx of everything, it's going to break the backs of all the middle class. Like, it's no longer going to be rich, middle, poor. It's going to be rich and poor.
And poor.
And that's it. That's what they're trying to do. Because if they can bridge the gap there, then there's nothing stopping them from doing what they want. And again, I know it sounds a little crazy when we're saying, like, them and we're separating here and there. And I'm not saying rich people are evil. I'm just saying there is a certain class of hierarchy that's at work here, that's at play here, and they're separating us in a way where it's like it's unsustainable for what we're trying to do. Like, it's unsustainable for American middle class to even stay there. And then with the new technology of AI coming in and taking out the white collars, if you thought you were rich because you had hundreds of thousands of dollars, you're the middle class now. The middle class has gone up. So the middle class is going to be anywhere in the hundreds of thousands. And then the higher in middle class is going to be at the very front of millions. And then everything above that, like tens of millions, those are the rich. If you think you're, I got $1 million, I'm a millionaire, I'm like rich. It's like, no. You're still middle class. You're just the higher tier middle class. It's going to break your back too. You're going to be very, very low on income soon. That's the way it works. That's the way everything's inflating. That's the way the direction's going.
Interest rates, especially the young people, man, the millennials, I hope they really wake up. Today, as we record this, it's actually voting for mayor in Houston. But, man, I hope they don't get us stuck. Dude, if this is all I got to say. I know that a lot of rappers and artists and influencers are shouting out Sheila Jackson Lee, and like, you know, she's of the people, and we see her around here, and da da, boots on the ground, stand on business, whatever the shit that motherfuckers are saying, because you see her everywhere and she stands on business. It's like, what does that really mean? And my comment to them on them comment sections is always like, whoever we end up with, don't let them turn us into San Francisco or Portland. And we definitely cannot allow that. And that shit might have went over a lot of people's heads. Like, what does that even mean? Why would this mayor, you know, usher that in? And it's like, okay, they all got the same agenda. And don't let them literally, policy-wise, step-by-step, turn you into Seattle.
And the way that looks is it's like it gets weaker on prison sentences and stuff like that. Like, weaker on crime, so that if somebody goes to jail, they release them for, it could be anything. It could be assault. It could be something else. They come back out, and then all of a sudden there's a stabbing in the street or something, and it's like, oh, that's the guy we locked up.
I mean, they're already, 2 days ago. That's already happening. You hear about that here in Harris County all the time. Don't make me do a whole rant about it. Speaking of rants, though, man, you want to see what Pitbull had to say on Drink Champs, boy?
Yeah.
Man, red-pilling people.
There's a rehearsal that went on before this whole shit. Is called Event 201. It was ran by the John Hopkins University, which is in cahoots with Bill Gates, Melinda Gates Foundation. October 18th, 2019. And this was a complete rehearsal of what we did right now. You have a segment where it says segment financial, what we gonna do. Segment travel, what we gonna do. Segment, what we gonna do when it comes to online. And it said, if anybody is not a part of the narrative, we're gonna take it off online, which to me smells like communism. After all of that, it happens to be about a month later, all the main CEOs in the world, major companies, resign. About 1,000 and some change. Talking about Disney, Hulu, Microsoft, Nike, Wells Fargo, Boeing, you name it, you look at them. And this is the part that I gotta talk to the world about. That's the tail wagging the dog, Are y'all worried about followers and likes and who's on TikTok and Instagram? Mind you, when I was growing up, an Instagram was real simple. Here's a 20 bag, here's an Instagram.
Boy, that was flawless execution, 10 out of 10, perfect rant, and for somebody that has so much at stake. You know what I mean? Like Pitt got his hands in a lot of shit. And the way today's culture works, they don't give a damn who you are. The minute you start sounding like you a little bit right of center, or you start saying shit like Event 201, Bill Melinda Gates Foundation, and start giving the dates and pulling out the receipts and connecting all the dots for people. And I hope Nori paid attention, and a shout out DJ EFN, and anybody who watched that. Like, that took a lot of nuts, because Pitt got a lot. He got real estate.
He missed the worldwide.
Yeah, he just bought piece of some league, Jai Alai, some like cricket type of sport that's big in Miami, and a NASCAR team, like hands in a bunch of shit. And that is very risky for somebody of his caliber.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so he's props. I think he's just warning people. I don't think he said too much there. He said some shit, but I don't.
He said a mouthful.
Well, he said a mouthful, but he also said stuff that, you know, they've been.
He said communism.
Saying.
Yeah, he did call out.
They've all been. Yeah, they've all been kind of saying that. Like, he wasn't actually saying like some of the other stuff. Like, wasn't it Russell Brand? Like, Russell Brand was like, "We are the ones creating the thing," and like when he starts to say like,
"Well, that, Russell Brand, that was even worse. Russell Brand, yeah, because Russell Brand made it a bigger part of his brand and all his content. He created this whole little network with his YouTube, and he's dropping episodes and after clip after clip after channel after views. Whereas Pitt was just like, I'm just drinking with my friends. Just shooting the shit.
He got a phone call. It was like, yeah. Hey, you had your little rant.
Yeah.
All right.
That's, you like owning a NASCAR team?
Right
my
now,
brother?
You're going to be on pause for a little bit.
Nah, yeah. No, God forbid that. And we'd make sure that.
Yeah.
That he'd be unscathed and independent of anything the culture try to throw at him. But major props to him, man. That was like beautifully said. And hopefully more people can just start peeping game with the propaganda, man. Like, I tell my wife all the time, where I say, look, especially when it comes to this Israel-Palestine thing, mm-hmm. I'm talking about, if you thought Ukraine had propaganda, like, they're just finessing their propaganda machine from both sides. Mm-hmm. Murky waters, like, poisoning the well of information, and people are just at each other's throats. One way I explain it to Mighty Soul is when it comes to Palestine, Israel, I was like, picture just two columns, like two lists of, like, terms and different narratives. It's like, well, it's Hamas, you know, funded by Iran, is going in, being a terrorist, and kidnapping people, right? Someone might look at it and be like, okay, I like that narrative. That's how I'm going to pick my side. And then meanwhile, someone else is like, bro, they literally blew up this thing, and half the shit may not even be real. It's like, dude, they did this and this, and then these people are doing this, and these people are aligned with this, and I heard Antifa took this side, but also da-da-da-da-da. And it's like a fool's errand. To try to, like, the way I told Marisol, I was like, look, they just want America to get riled up and want to get super involved and start sending soldiers and money and set it off. I was like, it's kind of a big old elaborate trap.
It's just like chess. That's it. It's like if you're, it's going to sound fucked up. It's like America's playing chess with America, and America's like literally, oh, I want to move this here. Oh, I want to move this here. I don't want to say I'm fucked up, but like, and then you got Russia and fucking China just like, cool.
Everybody linking up, the axis of evil.
Just wait. Okay, when you do too much, you push a little too hard, you're giving us an excuse that we can go nuclear. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's so many fronts, bro. Like, all the fentanyl coming in, that could be considered an act of war, depending on that. Wide open border, that could be considered treason from some of these people that are facilitating this. You know what I mean? And even before nuclear happens, they're attacking the currency. Meanwhile, you got Trump being indicted for all kind of stuff. And he's over here like, oh, I could solve it in 24 hours. You know what I mean? And it's un pinche cagadero. Like, it's 4D chess.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, and man, it's just a lot. It's just, and you know, that's why they got the bunkers now. They got everything. It's just like all unfolding. It's just kind of like, man,
Yeah, we still ain't seen the Epstein list, the flight log.
I still haven't seen Fauci. Where'd that motherfucker go?
Where the fuck
Where'd that motherfucker go? Hey.
Boy, Fauci, hey, you had a lot to say.
Accountable. Every other day he was on the news.
Every other day.
Now he's gone. I don't know where he's at.
Fauci been. He in his bunker, bro.
He's on the other side of the frozen wall or what?
He over there in Antarctica. He took off his little mask. You saw the eyes go. I don't know, bro. They found that little lab in Reedley, Colorado. I mean, California, or over there right outside of Fresno. They found that little lab funded by you-know-who over there with you-know-who. And
who names they, we cannot
I
say.
I mean, I don't know. They did drop a movie called They Clone Tyrone. But, hey, you know, I'm going to save my tinfoil for my tamales because, you know, it's tamale season. And I might have to drop a mixtape on you boys. Should we move on to
we got something a little bit more lighter for you guys, maybe.
Yeah. This is talking about men and females and how we're different. Oxytocin.
In fact, for you, women release oxytocin whenever they have sex. Men release testosterone whenever they have sex, but only oxytocin if they're in love with the woman.
Oh my God.
It's an evolutionary mechanism, but it's the explanation for the fact that if a woman sleeps with a man enough times, she's going to start falling in love. Whereas for a man, it's not necessarily going to happen. And, you know, that is the basis of so many relationship issues. You know, you've heard it before. Let's keep it casual, but we are having sex. The woman kind of thinks at some point he's going to change his mind and we're going to be in a relationship. But if that's what the guy's told you from the start, physiologically, chemically, it's not going to change for him.
We have our relationship guru in the house. Yeah, I know y'all heard of Dr. Phil. We got Dr. Juan.
Dude, might as well call me that after the show.
She said Dr. Juan?
Said, thank you, Dr. Juan.
Like, he ain't got the blazer on like Dr. Phil, though.
Yeah. I'll put one on next time.
So how do you feel that comes into play? Do you believe that chicks make oxytocin, you know, when they get involved romantically, whereas dudes are like selectively?
I think it does. I think it does happen. I think. Okay, so this is what I think. I think, especially in this culture right now of like hookup culture and stuff like that, and like some women can't find men, and you know all this stuff like. Why the red pill space is bitching and why the women are like bucking back, you know. I think there's certain theories on like after nine men, you know, you become unsatisfied and you have like issues like connecting with somebody else and they can never be replaced and all kinds of stuff. There's so many things that go into it because women and men are wired different. And so when you have this just shows that women and men are really wired different. So like if a guy loves you, he's going to emit the oxytocin, love you even more and keep it going. The problem is a guy can separate the mentality from the action, meaning that they're able to disconnect from you. That's why most guys can sleep around. And women are like, we want to be equal. We want to be the same. We could do the same thing.
We can sleep around.
And biology is telling you,
bitch,
nah.
Nah, bitch. So, you finna fall in love.
But they want to be at war with men, and they want to be just as equal as men, and they want to do these things. And your biology is telling you that can't happen. And now you're going to have a lot of people that think they're girls and think they're men, that, you know, all that stuff. And they're going to be like, no, like, I'm not that way. Okay, you might just be a hoe. But
or your testosterone level real high.
Really high. I mean, you might be taking some supplements.
See, I'm trying to save some of the hoes. I'm like, yeah. No, they're not all hoes, brother. They're not all hoes.
There was this video. I rebuked that. There was this video from the red pill space with Myron. Myron was talking to some girls and he goes, what number you think would make you a hoe like in today's day and age? And he's like 25. And then one girl goes 50. And they're like, bitch. So, like, everybody at the table was like, hey, 50 so dudes. 49, you not a hoe, but 50, you a hoe? Like, okay. At 25. 50 guys at 25.
Age 25? Yeah. Do the math. Let's just say that they've been active 5 years, hypothetically. That's 10 dudes per year. That's about one dude a month on average.
Boom.
One dude a month for 5 years.
Yeah. So, That's hey, the state.
We're not judging. We just making these faces.
We're not judging. We just no. But like so. So the way this plays is, So what that means is, like, every time a woman has sex, she might not be attracted to you at first, but if y'all have sex and the guy gives you attention and everything, you will eventually start falling for the guy because you're releasing oxytocin. Eventually, I'm sure, just like anything else, you can numb that and kind of knock it out to where it's like it doesn't mean anything and you just numb yourself. You could do that too. I'm sure that happens. But just in basic biology, that's why protecting yourself in a way of like, okay, I'm going to save myself for whatever, the right guy to come along and stuff. And not having to just compete with the guys is very important, because, like, if you do that, it's like, what does it really do? How does it really help you? Like, all it does is make it harder to break up if you guys didn't even have to break up. You know what I mean?
What makes it harder to break up?
Like, if they start having sex with a guy, mm-hmm. and they have no intention of being with the guy, mm-hmm. and they start to do that, but then they're like, oh, you know, he buys me stuff, and I'll stay with him a little bit longer. And then the guy ends up, oh, I didn't love you after all. Okay, it's over. And then you got to go through this whole messy divorce or breakup or divorce.
Or heartbreak, right? Because whatever. Now the oxytocin.
It's just all there. And now you got to deal with the whole breakup thing when you could have just not had sex and then even seen if you liked the guy. And then.
In other words, what you're saying, let me see if I can translate.
The vetting system has to be better.
Well, I think this is part of what you're saying. Ladies, be mindful of your biology and how your hormones work. In other words, you know, taking your time, and they're gonna be like, man, Chingo saving these hoes, tell them to be celibate. No, but like factoring in the way your body creates oxytocin, which is like the love feeling hormone, right?
Yeah.
We gotta explain that shit. So in other words, take that into account. In other words, you're gonna have more leverage if you kind of stingy with it a little bit and you're a little bit more selective and you do the dating, trying to like look out for red flags and still think, because once you get romantically involved, that's when oxytocin is going to confuse you.
Yeah, and to take out all the, like, woo-woo stuff. Okay, so if you don't want to say love, the attachment. So oxytocin just equals attachment. So when you start to have sex with somebody and you're a woman and you go with a guy, you start to emit that oxytocin. And what happens is you start to get more comfortable with him. That's why you start liking him more and more and more. That's why it gets harder. So if you can disassociate from that, or if you don't have that, then there's probably a problem. You probably shouldn't be with that person you're probably with. But the other thing is if you can hold out and wait even more, then you can actually have the chopping block a lot faster, meaning that you can be over. I mean, I've talked about this before. Like, the dating part is just dating. Y'all should keep it separate from the sex thing. And I know that sounds like real, like, oh, that's like, bro, you're thinking like you're like an old head. It's like, dude, yeah. No, I'm being serious. Like, if you can do that, it's much more respectful to yourself and the guy that you're eventually going to be with. And the same thing for the other, vice versa. I'm not saying it's just limited to guys and girls. I mean,
yeah. That
just is what it is. I mean, it's all up to you on how you kind of want to look at it. But for the most part,
we could do a whole episode just on like talking to all the young kings, staying vigilant out there.
Just, I mean, it's just stuff that I've gone through. And the more and more I kind of tweak a lot of the way I think, is kind of like, I'm trying to like figure out, how am I going to explain this to my son? Okay. This is how it is, because I really want to educate him a lot more than just, because I was never educated like this. So I'm trying to figure out how can I break this down so that he understands how to respect himself. And honestly, it's almost like we can innately sense when somebody respects himself and when they don't. And then the guy is going to be more attracted to you if you respect yourself, especially now in this culture. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
They're going to want to marry you.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, she's not.
She raised different.
Yeah. she got morals.
That's how I was with Mighty Soul. That's how I was.
Yeah, she got morals. She got character. What the fuck? Like, you could it just emits off of you because it's like, not
okay,
like.
Okay, substance. Okay. Yeah. Okay, moral fiber. You was raised right.
Yeah. She got all that oxytocin.
Yeah.
So
that's real spiel right there. To all the men out there tuning in, leave us a comment. If you're one of the agents of the Thiab, you're on the Patreon. Let's keep the convo going on the Discord. I think it's powerful, because all the fellas, depending on what age you're at, we've all experienced stuff. You know what I mean? Everyone's had like some kind of heartbreak or a girlfriend, or you was just living a certain type of lifestyle, or
just bad circumstances,
or two divorces, or you got a baby mama, or somebody out there on child support. Like, It could be a love is a battlefield. That's an 80s song.
Yeah,
but basically like landmines and shit, red flags. Like it could be a very murky space to navigate.
But you know what else messes that up too? A lot of the biology stuff is birth control and stuff like that. And that's the other thing, hormones. Is because when women want to have more sex, like guys can't get pregnant, but it can impregnate women. But like the girls,
you're gonna get canceled for that statement.
But the girls can get pregnant, so what they do is they jump on birth control, and so it really messes up a lot of their cycles. It messes up a lot of different things where, you know,
it could lead to a lot of health problems. And you women know this
too. They give you like the whole spiel.
Sometimes they act like they don't, bro. Like there's a lot of misinformation.
Unless Planned Parenthood ain't doing their job and explaining it correctly.
I mean, I think
that's where they go.
I think there's been a huge trend. We'll wrap up on this, but like I feel like there's been a huge trend that I'm sure a lot of the ladies could chime in and they can give us their perspective. Like, yeah, they give you the warnings, but they don't really, really break it down. Or sometimes you got to find out the hard way. Or all the benefits sound so positive, but you could lead to a lot of problems down the road.
Yeah, it's just some of those things where that stuff will mess with your biology as well. And so you can't, it's almost like it starts numbing different parts of your body where you're not in tune with it to know like, oh, I don't know what I feel about this, or I don't know.
Yeah, you
know.
You're going against nature, and you're going to mess something up.
So yeah, just be mindful of that. And the only reason we come up with this because we saw the video, and then we wanted to react on it. And then you could use this, like, because I'm using most of the stuff I'm learning to just, how am I going to break this down to my son? And then I just share it on here sometimes.
I mean, like, I have daughters.
Yeah, y'all can do the same thing.
So
you got kids, or y'all got something else? Break it down to your friends. Like, break it down to your kids.
Like, think about it. And I'll end it with this. So to all the dads out there who have daughters, I know for a fact you want your daughters to understand. You want to get through to them in terms of like, oh, I have to like really guard myself and be selective and respect myself and understand my value and not cheapen and, you know what I'm saying, be out there acting a fool. So obviously I think all the dads can agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like, how do you take some of this information and present it in a way where they're not going to put up their guard, or they're not going to be like, ah, you just hating. I want to get on birth control and do this and go here and hang with these people and do all that. You know, you definitely don't want that.
Yeah. And just, it's just one of those things where we have to get used to having uncomfortable conversations and have to know, like our kids have to know that it's okay to have the uncomfortable, weird conversations with your parents, because if you're not teaching them, somebody else is teaching them. And we're finding out right now, teachers, medical physicians cannot be trusted. Like the people that are explaining certain things, like you need to reinforce what your beliefs are and what you're doing so that you can impart that on your kids, so that you can make sure that they at least know your side, and then whatever, you know, the other people are telling them, but at least they can be like, well, you know, my mom did tell me this when I was little. I get it now. But like, you have to have uncomfortable conversations and stop being shy and brash about it. Just go and do it, because if you don't, it's very imperative that you do, because if you don't, other people will, and they're going to corrupt your kids.
Yeah. You don't want your daughter to encounter some, oh, slick talking ass motherfucker with some good ass game. All right, y'all. This concludes RPT. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Are we on Spotify, Apple Podcasts? Are we everywhere?
I'll be putting it out. Yeah,
okay. Well, let us know. We need the feedback. And thank you guys. Please share, tell a friend. Das.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.